Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play?
Inside the toes, secret underground lair, I give to you a woman that just wants tiny little hands to work her like a puppet. A girl that believes too much is never enough. The one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hey everybody, welcome to Katie's World, episode number 26. Yes, number 26. It is Tuesday the 17th. With me is my co-host with the most, Mr. Dave Forto Jones Cunningham.
What's up? What's up?
Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for dinner.
No problem. Someone's got to feed you.
I know.
Other than fast food. Hey, well, I'm going to be cooking anyway, so why not, right?
That's right.
All right. If you guys want to give us a call, you can call us at 941-421-0401 if you want to get on the Skype. I don't know if we're having problems like we were last Friday. Or do you know?
Friday?
Do you even know?
I'm only in charge of the Tuesday show.
All right. So anyway, our Skype is Raz Space Radio Space 1. Yeah. If you want to catch me on Twitter, it's at Kinky Katie Radio.
Yeah, everything's cool. I actually checked everything beforehand, so Skype should be running fine. Actually,
that's good.
I should probably log in to Raz Radio, not my own.
That would probably be a good thing.
Yeah, it would probably help.
Yeah, I think that would help just a little bit. Just a little bit. And just so you guys, because I've been getting a lot of questions and this and that, I will not be discussing anything that happened over at I.O., no details and whatnot. All I will say is that I still have a show on Friday. So, Nudity 2, Sex Talk is still there. That's all. I am back in the saddle again.
Okay, well.
You don't have any idea what I'm talking about, do you?
Well, I'm working here. I'm working off something I fucked up I should have done an hour ago.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Well, I had a little complication. I injured myself.
You did.
While furiously trying to get off. And I'm better now.
Do tell.
I'm all better now. Yeah, it was on Friday. Yeah, Friday this happened. Well, this happened like a couple days before, but I was kind of going at it a little too hard and I was getting frustrated with myself because I wasn't getting where I needed to be. And I hurt myself. Not by choice, it was by accident.
How does one hurt themselves doing that?
Where did she need to be?
Well, we all know where she needed to be. But how does one hurt themselves?
I wanted to be... God, I was just teetering on the edge of an orgasm. Just right there. And it just wouldn't kick over and happen. So, yeah.
Yeah, guys don't have that problem.
As far as you're concerned.
Right. My experience, I shouldn't say that. There's been a handful of times in the course of my life where I haven't been able to get it going. Or not get it going, just get it done. Whether I'm by myself or with a girl.
Well, you know, it happens. But I'm happy to say that I'm ready to go. I cleaned off everything that needed. Because I remembered the last time my body wand was in use. Yeah. It was Great American Challenge Day.
Oh.
So.
Wait a minute.
You haven't diddled in.
What's the question?
All right, because I know that you had the Great American Challenge, and that's not a body wand.
Right.
So you used that as well on the show, or was that like beforehand or afterwards?
We used it on her.
Oh.
To help her see, because if you use it when you're getting fucked, if you're using a toy, you feel less of your pussy, you feel more of your clit. Uh-huh. So I was suggesting she try it, and I was kind of cramming it on her so I could shove more of the fucker in. I was trying to get it. But, you know. I got a little ow out of her.
I saw that thing up front and close and personal, and I'm surprised she even went for it. Because I swore, I was like, she's not even going
to
go for it.
I've already got another person lined up, ready to go.
Really?
Yeah, Miss Roxy Lee, she wants to do it in studio.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. I was just with her on Saturday night at the Penthouse Club.
Oh, I saw the picture of that. She's hot.
Yeah, she likes to get naked a lot on Twitter.
Can I
stalk her?
Sure. Not stalk her. Can I intern that day?
Of course you can. I need someone to hold the camera. It'll kick Megan out. She can't be there for that.
All right.
Well, no, I was just saying that because she kicked everyone out at the last minute. Like, there was supposed to be, I had somebody filming, I had someone taking pictures, I had someone running the board, trying someone to give me a play-by-play, but nope, that was all going to be me that day.
Good thing you weren't running the board.
There's no fucking way this could have happened. No way at all. I don't know.
Whatever. I didn't hear the show because I was actually busy that day, but I did get to see the pictures, and it looked like it was a good show.
She's just way too quiet. I'm sorry. But if someone is trying to cram something that big into my pussy, I'm going to make a noise, whether it be good or bad.
Yeah, I understand it. Because somebody tried to do that to me, I'd be yelling and screaming and trying to get out, fighting furiously.
Well, apparently she doesn't make any noises and it proves it.
Mm.
I was trying hard to. I was kind of getting a little malicious with it. I was giving a little bit of ass to it. I really wanted to hike my knee up and give it a good, you know, like when you're doing carpet.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
those,
yeah,
things.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do, but I thought that, you know, I might get a little bit in trouble for that. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
I don't know. As long as I can get her to make that face, I'm happy. That sheer, I fucking hate you.
She has gone above and beyond, you know. Even though she didn't say anything or she didn't make it radio gold, just the, I don't know, again, having seen it up close, like, nope, nope, don't know anybody that would do that.
Dude, she's just, she's
I gotta get a mic on Stunt Cock.
Excuse me. I had to take a sip of water for a second. All right. One of the stories that we put through the teaser last week, we never even fucking got to when we came back.
Okay.
It was still a fun show though, last week.
It was.
All right. Well, this is another fucking Slender Man thing. I'm sure you've read this by now.
I haven't. Well, yeah, actually, yes, I did see the second one.
Okay. Well, the fucking little bitch should be crazy. 2 days after the story broke about the 2 12-year-old girls trying to murder their friend. You know, well, their classmate, the one that they,
right,
they grabbed to the statue.
They slammed 19
yeah,
times.
Yeah.
And they passed it off like one was 9, the other one was 9 or 10.
Something. Yeah. But this is a 13-year-old girl who's from Ohio, and she was dressed in a white mask and waited until her mother came home and then stabbed her after reading up on the previous carnage.
Wow.
So she read the story about the two girls, and then she's like, well, fuck it, I'm going to do it too. And then when her mother came home, she found the girl in the kitchen with a knife and telling her about the role that she needed to play. And then she stabbed her mother a bunch of times. And then they said that the girl was suffering from mental issues. And
no.
She's got, yeah. And she has a history of stories she had written about demons and killing and falling into darkness. Yeah.
Wow.
She seemed drawn to Slender Man's memes and created an entire world dedicated to him on Minecraft.
I got 3 words for this. Fucking white people.
Anyone. And this one is going to be charged as a juvenile, though.
Really? The 12-year-olds get a charge as an adult, but the 13-year-old gets charged as a juvenile.
Well, also, she stabbed her mother. She didn't stab some entire different family.
Oh, okay.
And her, I doubt her. And they're saying she has mental issues, too.
Yeah, and so, the other 2 girls are sane?
I don't know.
Oh.
So, but anywho.
Who?
Uh-oh.
Someone needs to turn their radio down.
Mix minus, motherfucker.
Okay, hold on. Is this better?
Yes.
Well, okay. Who we have tonight, we have Mr. Blind Lawrence is calling into the show. How are you, Mr. Lawrence?
I'm doing very good. Just have one quick question. Is there any possible that we could get a stunt cock on microphone? Because, you know, he sounds kind of distant in the background, like you're, you know.
I don't know if you're listening to the show, but I had said that probably like 5 minutes ago. I was like, I got to get him on a microphone. I have the same exact board that you have. Guess how many mic inputs there are?
Two. He's never had a mic for the entire show.
Yeah. Unless you want to, if you want to donate the money for me to get another mixer, I'll gladly get him on a mic.
All right, then. Yeah, just a thought.
It'll be happening soon, not to worry. At some point he will be giving me a little co-host help.
I'm way ahead of you, man.
So, how do you think, Dave. Yes. How do you think how do you think Honduras is going to do in the World Cup?
I don't give a shit. Just like I don't give a shit how the United States does in the World Cup. It's fucking soccer. Who cares?
Soccer.
Who gives a shit? And it's in Brazil, and there's all kinds of shit that goes on with that. But,
well, wait a minute. There's this one porn star. I was kind of going to say this, but this one porn star, she said if, what was it? It was like Brazil won, like beat Australia. She was going to fuck for 8 hours. Anybody who wanted to fuck her could fuck her. Well,
really?
She ended up fucking for 12 hours instead of 8. Yeah, because they won. That's why she did it. That was her way of celebrating. And there was this one article that I saw about her that they were really kind of like, another ratchet thing she did. And then she was posting after pictures and saying how much pleasure she had. And I was like, well, calm down. She's a porn star and she did what she wanted to. It's kind of what you expected from her anyway.
Exactly.
So I don't see why you're having such a fucking hissy fit and why you're poo-pooing her pussy party.
Yeah. You know damn well some of those politicians are fucking her too. But, you know, then they got to say, oh, well, that's not that big a deal. We shouldn't do this.
Dude, I wonder, though, how much of that time, like what percentage was spent in her ass?
I wonder if they yelled out to...
Ole, 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 ole.
Goal!
For like 49 seconds like the announcers do.
Yeah, every time they came, sure.
Exactly.
So, Lawrence, how are we going to get you laid? And can we videotape it?
Let's see. Videotape? I don't know, man.
It doesn't matter. You're never going to see it.
Good point.
Right.
Oh,
it's not going to be on like TMZ or shit like that, right?
No. Just be Raz Radio, Bubba Army, and anywhere else we could fucking pick it out.
I've got a question for you, Lawrence.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to measure your own cock?
Yeah, I have.
So how can you judge then? Like, how do you know how big it is?
What I do is I have a Braille ruler, and I just
That's pretty neat. I didn't know that they made those.
Yep.
So how big are you?
I think about 6.5 or 7. I don't know. I'm gonna have to remeasure one of these days.
I think you should.
Yeah, I bet you're packing heat, man.
Oh, what's that?
He said three diagonal dots with two to the left of it. That's how long it is.
Yeah, well, the question is, and this is something that every man has to deal with, is where do you start measuring from?
Let's see.
The base?
Some guys will actually start measuring from the asshole.
Oh, come on now.
Don't do that. I kind of go from where I think the base is to the end, and then I just go from there. It's like, okay.
Where you think you can't feel? Then how do you read the Braille ruler if you can't feel?
He can't see the line. You know, he can't see the tip of it. He's got to kind of figure it out.
I know.
There's little notches on the ruler and stuff like that.
Do you have a dowel stick that maybe you stick through your urethra?
Oh, my.
Then just pinch your finger on it and then pull it out and then you measure from there?
Yeah, don't do that. That's not worth the half inch for that.
Ouch, that's going to hurt.
Like a welt. No,
all right, so...
If you do it with a small enough.
Here's homework for you, Lawrence.
How do you know where you come? Is what I want to know. When you jerk off and you fucking bust, where does it go? How do you know where it goes?
I got a towel. It's all good.
Yeah, but what if it... What if
no,
you
no, he goes into the towel. He goes into the towel.
Yes, thank you.
Right.
Thank
See, you got to know. You got to learn... No, because as a teenager living at home, you can't go everywhere. You got to go blast it right into the tissue wad.
Or a sock, sock like Colin D. Reddy used to do.
Right.
Whatever. You know, if someone took a black light into your room, it'd be like spatter paint.
Not when I was a teenager.
I know, now.
Now, this whole fucking living room will light up.
I'm always afraid I'm going to get pregnant if I sit on your couch wearing a dress.
Don't worry about it. I've been clipped.
Yeah, I know. Then I just have to explain some crusty spots.
Right. And I haven't had sex in a long time, so I don't have any diseases either.
I love how it's so funny how every single time I haven't had sex in forever and I was fucking this girl, I was seeing this girl. I'm just teasing.
That's a long time.
I'm kidding.
Don't start that shit on the show.
I'm kidding. Because I know that some people are like, what? And then no. I'm just being a dipshit. It's okay.
It's been a few months.
Anyway, is there anything else we can help you with, darling Pooh?
What's it that you were going to say, Dave? Because you kind of got sidetracked, I think.
I'm done saying anything, I got to say.
I thought you were.
No, I'm done.
You're going to give me some homework to do or something like that.
I've got some homework for you.
By the time the next show comes on next Tuesday night, you should give us an accurate measurement.
All right, I can do that.
How are we going to know it's accurate? Exactly.
You could do a show at his house.
I want you to take a picture of yourself coming because I want to see.
I don't
want to
see that. I'm going to override that.
Or what you could do is you could take a picture of the ruler next to your cock, so that is proof.
Yeah.
Right. Do you understand the functional part of his name, Blind Lawrence?
Yeah, exactly.
He could try to take a picture, but I might be of the couch next to him.
This is my whole point. Do you not fucking see my humor today? Because everything I've tried to do this entire conversation, you've like been, no, well, that's actually like correcting me. He's like, fucker, I know.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's Katie's world.
You're just an idiot sometimes.
Sorry. All right.
It's okay. You don't have to put your head down. Oh, you're not even... You're looking at, like, somebody's fucking pictures.
Yeah, that's the girl I like.
Oh, my God. This is what I have to deal with. All right, anyway...
What?
Lawrence?
Yes?
I'm going to let you go now.
Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you later, sweetheart. And the whole thing is I don't press any of the buttons, so when he gets cut off, I hope he knows it's not...
It's me.
Yeah, it's the ogre over there. By the way, you don't have any cocktails in front of you.
That's not to say I haven't had any today.
Yeah, but you're better when you're continuing.
Yeah, well, I don't want to do that again tonight. I drank a lot yesterday and didn't go to sleep till... No, I went to sleep like 8 o'clock and woke up like 6. And I don't know. I don't want... I really should stop drinking. I know they say that like every week and I never do it.
Well, there's always a goal. But then again, we can just put a little montage, you know, later on of every time you say, I'm never drinking again. I'm going to quit drinking. I swear I quit drinking.
Right, because there's going to be a third story of some other thing, and I'm like, oh, I'm never going to do that again. And then there'll be a fourth story and a fifth. And we won't talk about the stories. That stays here.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Dave.
Cop and Va. Let's keep going. Let's move on.
All right. Wow. Okay.
Tip my hand there a little too much.
This must be like an old person thing because I have no idea where the fuck you're going with what you're saying, but that's all right. I did see this and I thought of you.
Okay.
Because it had to do with cops. And also our cop block friend has been on the news lately. Did you see that?
Our cop block friend? Oh, who?
Facebook, the dude who does cop block.
Well, I actually know a number of them.
Okay. Well, sorry, I didn't know that there was more than one. I just thought it was the dude. Not the dude, like duder.
What do you mean? Dude. Kokesh's in there? Which guy are you talking about? I know.
I said I don't know. If I would have known, I would have said his name.
Okay, Chesterfield cop charged in gas station spy cam sex act taping. Chesterfield? Where the hell is this at? St. Louis?
St. Louis Post Dispatch.
It doesn't mean that that's where it is. I've read shit from Atlanta that's in Boston and vice versa.
Anyway, a 32-year-old police officer, he was secretly videotaping men in the gas station bathroom at the Mobile on the Run.
Whoa.
And he put it in the bathroom stalls. And he would lure like anonymous guys to his house via Craigslist.
A cop?
Yeah, a cop.
Fucking cops.
Yeah, well, he posted dozens of like voyeuristic and X-rated like porno tapes on his personal website that he ran. Well, the guy installed the camera in the bathroom and he also would send the content straight to his home, so it would like stream live and he would put it on his website. And one of the victims, he helped the authorities catch him. As for the Craigslist, he posed as a girl looking for like casual encounters. And then he would also send a girl's picture if the guys wanted to see him.
Oh, my.
Then he would send texts of his address and instructions what to do when they came to the door. Guess what?
What?
He had a glory hole. And he would record the guys sucking him off from the other side. And they have up to 60 guys in 18 months.
Yeah, I just read that. 60 guys in 18 months.
I mean, that's a lot of fucking cock.
Yeah. The guys are obviously successful in fucking catfishing people.
I would say so.
Lawrence, you're on.
He was. Why was he back?
I don't know. Maybe he blind dialed.
I don't know. But yeah, I'll get to him when I'm ready.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to... Actually, I'm sorry. I wanted it over with quickly.
Dude, I'm messing with you. I want to squeeze you right now and like pinch your nipples and just make you giggle or something. See, he's pinching his own nipples.
I'm flicking my nipple.
Well, all right.
60 people in 18 months. All right, let's do the math
gently
on that.
Gently rolling his nipple between his fingers.
60 divided
making
by...
Making his lips so glistening and moist.
All right, so this fucking cop got 3.33 men a month. And this is a cop.
Cops don't get their dick sucked? Come on now.
Well, what he's doing is illegal. I don't mind.
Well, wait a minute. Why is getting his dick sucked illegal?
It's the cameras in the bathroom.
Yeah, that part's illegal. Yes.
That's what bothers. Not only that, he misrepresented himself. That's fraud.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying he was a girl.
Yeah, but the guys are not being held against their will. It didn't say anything. I mean, the guys are like, yeah, I sucked him off.
It's
whatever.
Fraud. It's fraud.
Oh.
That's nasty. Said Stables 21 of North St. Louis County.
You guys friends?
That's nasty.
I thought you guys might be friends.
He was jailed in St. Charles County in lieu of $50,000 bail. Now, if it was you or I that did this, a non-cop, we'd probably get much bigger bail than that. Fucker.
Probably. But here's the thing. I do film pornos in my house. Yeah. Or my old place. Wherever.
It's voluntarily.
That's right. And I do post them to my personal website.
Right. You're not tricking anybody.
No. No.
There you go.
Other than no one can tell that I used to be a dude. I just find that crazy. I think it's so funny. And I've told people before and they look at me like really close. They look at my neck. They'll go back to the videos. They'll look at my pussy.
You're such a liar.
Whatever.
It's all in the fingers.
Sure.
So wait a minute. I made cake that from hands that were made by a man?
Well, everybody's hands were made by a man at some point because you need a man and a woman to make those hands. Ha ha ha! Suck on that, fucker.
We all know bitches can't be doctors.
Fuck you. Bitches can't be doctors.
Just not good ones.
Shut up.
Maybe a Jewish woman could be.
Oh my goodness. I'm not... Don't even get
all right,
the
I like
two
the headline
of
you
started.
I like the headline of this next one.
What the? I'm not busy, baby. Send me your snatch. Like, send me a picture of your snatch. Well, yeah, this anesthesiologist, we're just going to call him Arthur Z. Well, he's 47 years old, and he had his license suspended after the State Medical Quality Commission ruled his preoccupation with sexual matters. They compromised the patient's safety. Yeah, the guy was constantly sexting during the surgery with his patients under his care.
Wow.
Yeah, it went on for like 5 months and in 2013. And right now, this is where he's getting in trouble for it. But in just one day, he sent 64 sexts during 7 surgeries. One of them read, I'm hella busy with C-sections.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this dude is 47, so he's a year older than me, and he's still an asshole.
Yeah, well, some of the pictures that he sent were just of him in scrubs with his cock out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he would look, and he even admitted that he would look at personal medical records to get off with, and he would bang in the hospital sometimes with patients. And he would also, he would write unauthorized prescriptions and make racist remarks to other patients.
See, I don't have a problem with having sex in the hospital.
I've done it.
I haven't had sex in the hospital, but I've had sex at work a number of times.
A
number of different places, right.
I just haven't had sex of where I work now.
Where do you work?
I work at the BRN.
Oh, right. So, yeah. Well, sort of. you shoved the Great American Challenge
up someone else's snatch.
But isn't that considered, like, if I would, if I were to do that to another person, I'm engaging in sexual activity.
I'm thinking of where I used to work when I worked at my dad's place. SC would come for would stop by for lunch and bang me up against the wall and against the desk and up against the door and on my boss's desk. I mean, that's what I consider fucking at work.
Well, there's sex at work. Anyway, let's moving along.
No, you've
almost had sex. You've almost had sex at work. You were engaged in sexual activity at work.
Okay.
All right.
Which I have to make sure I don't get sex juices all over the place.
Yes.
Because it's going to be happening. I've got to figure out the space in there. Because if we're going to be doing this shit more with the Great American Challenge, because I'm going to be doing it eventually. I'm not looking forward to it. But I don't need anyone to fucking hold it for me. I know how to do it. Where, you know, well, maybe someone need to hold the base. That's it. I'm going to just come down from the top. And ease down onto it. Well, then I can always back up if it's too much or whatever.
I almost want to see it, and I almost don't want to. I love you, Katie, so I almost don't want to see that. But there's a morbid curiosity where I'm like, oh my God. How can you do that?
You want to see that horrific scene, don't you?
I wouldn't mind if you were like wearing a little like.
I don't get completely naked. The only thing I
like a skirt or a little.
Oh yeah,
yeah, and I don't have to see anything other than
I wear thigh high pantyhose.
You're just getting lower and lower.
Well,
maybe now. Let's move on.
Are you kidding me? Did you just dry heave?
A little bit.
That's so rude.
No, that wasn't real. I just don't, it's like I don't really want to see that, you know. That's because it. Cause I'm dry heaving because it's gonna tickle your throat.
Back it up, it's too far.
Rawr.
I can taste it. It's like I don't even have to swallow because it's already fucking clogging my throat. Just spit it out. That's where it came from.
Oh my.
Good Lord. Oh, when we come back from break. We're going to have fun with Dave with a gentleman named Morg.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
Carl, did you eat all the Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Hold it. Shut up for a second.
Carl.
Hey, you know what I just realized is awesome about Google? Google's name spelled backwards is the same as its name in Spanish.
El Goog.
That's branding on a whole other level, man. Like 3D checkers and shit.
El Goog.
Google's all-powerful. There's nothing Google can't Google.
I could stump the Goog.
Oh, if anybody's gonna stump the Goog, it's gonna be me.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're on. And we're in.
Yeah, me first. Google a monkey raping a sock monkey. Oh, you're welcome.
Google, catacorn.
Okay, Google a monkey raping a banana.
What is with your monkey raping thing? Okay, let's dance. Clown doing laundry.
Celebrity colonoscopies.
Mexican leprechaun.
Piñatas gone wild.
Wookie nookie.
Erotic shrubbery.
Midget ninjas who also mime.
Quadriplegic stripper.
Urine blowback.
Ass carpet.
Sexy Jesus.
Platinum.
Ficus Fight Club.
Charizard Classical.
Pube of the Month Club.
Sack-o-lantern.
Gollum on vacation.
Ejacula.
Tampon tea.
Muppets getting busy.
Fred Pine.
Jesus, dude. Oh, I got one. Move. A monkey raping.
Ow!
Greetings, my friends. Do you mind if I upload myself? I am El Goog, keeper of the Google.
What the?
Oh, God. I must insist, the two of you, how do you say, cut the shit. The Google is not a toy. It is a tool to be used responsibly, to access information, and of course, for the boobies. It is not for you two deep shits to Google willy-nilly.
Hey, this is America, Google art ass, and I don't recall Googling senior baby fat face.
We didn't, did we, Anu? No. But maybe we should. Google El Goog.
No, you cannot Google for Google. I command you to stop. Anu.
What?
I did eat all the Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
And now, on with the show.
it all, so I get it all. I wanna eat the whole cake. I'm not sharing, I'm not sharing. You should have learned how to bake. Yes, I want it all, so I get it all. I wanna eat the whole cake. I'm not sharing, I'm not sharing.
You should have learned bitches love cake.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com. Coming to you every Tuesday, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, guys. Don't forget to stay tuned after this for the Mallard Report. And what do they got?
Ghosts and shit.
That's right. They got some ghosts and shit on that show. And then Gonzo Radio after that.
What do they have?
They have actually a... Oh, I don't know if it was... I don't know if it was Gonzo Radio or the other show they do, but I heard Frank Castle's intro to it, and it, every fucking intro he does to, for somebody else's show is just gets better and better. I'm just really digging it. Anyway, that's a side note. Move along. Move along.
So we don't know what they do there.
They just talk about shit. All
right.
They talk and shit.
They talk, so there's ghosts and shit and talking shit.
Right.
All right, Dave. See, this is, I was trying to, you know, say, hey, hype man, give him a boosty poo.
Do I look like a hype man? I don't
no,
even, I don't
fuck
even,
no.
I don't even pimp my own shit out. I got websites, I got Twitter names, I got all kinds of shit. I don't pimp nothing out.
Yeah, no, I know. All right, we're going to take a little bit of a gross side now. Ah.
You want me to play this?
Not just yet.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you a little, all right. Here's what's going on. There's a show. It's called Freak Show. It's on AMC. I didn't even know it was still on, but apparently it is. There's a guy on there. He's one of the sideshow performers. His name is Morg. He's very skinny, lanky, paler than hell without makeup. I mean, he does look like a heroin addict as it is. But he likes to do a particular stunt. And Dave is going to tweet out the video after we watch it and talk about it. He likes to horrify the audience at his show, and he's called the Human Soda Dispenser. Why don't you play?
Oh, God. All right, so there's a... For your safety, do not attempt these acts you're about
this
to see.
This act is the act of regurgitation. Oh. Regurgitation is swallowing objects all the way down into the stomach and then bringing them back up.
This guy looks like Marilyn Manson.
I need a shot.
So he just took a shot of red liquid.
Watch.
And now he's chugging water. Like a whole bottle of water. Two bottles.
Oh.
Oh, there's three bottles. Four. What is this, like, ooh, detox? What they do in the jungle? Oh. Now he's got a tube at the end of a... spider gag. If you guys have never seen a spider gag, look it up.
He's
putting it all the way down his throat, and he's attaching the spider gag. And now he's forcing it out of his mouth.
Oh.
Like a fountain.
I can't even watch that.
So he's squirting it quite high, quite hard. And now he's pulling out the tube. So, Dave, why don't you go ahead and tweet that out for everyone to check out.
Done.
He pumped his own stomach. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, at Kinky Katie Radio on Twitter.
Yeah, I just tagged you in the tweet.
Yeah, please do. Thank you. So, yeah, so it's not as bad as some of the other ones I've seen, the regurgitation ones, but... Yeah, that was pretty... I couldn't snake something like that. Well, you know what?
Maybe I bet you could. I bet you could.
Because it looked like plumbing hose.
It looked like surgical hose. Like,
yeah, just clear hose.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like articulated metal, like what they put, you know, like conduit in and shit. Like, you know.
It was clear rubber hose.
It didn't look clear from here, so I'm sorry.
You can see the red coming through the thing.
Oh, yeah. That's a... Anyway. So, yeah, you guys will check that out. There's another one. This is another audio piece.
To be honest,
I don't want my children to ever fucking act like this. And I can't stand girls, young girls, that talk like this and act like this. Go ahead and give this a play.
Facebook people and all my Facebook friends, I just wanted to do a video to let everybody know that I don't know why I suck dick and be like, to be honest, text me if you want your dick sucked. I don't know why I do that. It's just, I really don't know. Like, all my friends tell me to stop.
And it's
but,
his
like, whenever I try
fat
to stop, it's like
white girl who's like,
and I'm tired of everybody 16, on Facebook, 15, 16 and I'm just years keeping old. It real. I'm tired of everybody on Facebook sitting there calling me a fucking hoe, a threat, and all every fucking name in the fucking book. Okay, so if I suck dick, that's on me. Like, y'all can't stop me. But I understand that it's hurting my friends, my family, and all that. I understand that. I feel y'all about that. But that don't give y'all no right to comment on my shit and dog me out and shit. Because I can comment on the shit, but I don't.
She white?
She puts it, yes, she's white. I don't know why the video didn't pop up with it of her. But yeah, no, she's white.
Oh, because it just says
her boyfriend's black, but she's white.
Oh, that's World Star Hip Hop figures.
World Star. Yeah. Do so we- this she's sitting there going on about how she likes to suck dick. Apparently, she puts out all her hoey ways on social media, Facebook. Sorry, and people are giving her shit for it, and she's like, "Whoa!" Like now she's
y'all,
all butter.
Y'all can't be talking about me like that. Yes, we can. It's a free country. We can say whatever the fuck we want to.
You put it on the internet.
That's right.
It's public domain now.
I don't let shit bother me. So, for all y'all people that keep commenting on my statuses and shit, common sense, stop. Because I'm not fucking replying. It's fucking old. It's petty shit. And if you want to fight me over that fucking shit, then it's up there. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I go to H and I live down Broadmoor by the fucking mall. You want your round and you can come get it behind the fucking mall. And I'm not tagging nobody in here because it's really nobody that I know. Nobody hasn't been telling me anything.
All right, I can't play any more of that ignorant shit.
Yeah, come meet me at the mall.
Unfucking real.
I'm not even going to respond to you, but I'm going to make a video telling you I'm not going to respond to you.
Right, which is the exact thing that everybody, we'll leave you alone. No. You're going to get the exact opposite.
You're going to get exactly what you want.
All right. She'll be on public assistance, you know, next year for the rest of her life.
She's going to be on Steve Wilkos or Maury soon. I do what I want.
That's right.
Fuck you, bitch.
Dr. Phil, too.
Good Lord. This chick.
Oh, my.
This fucking chick. Yeah.
Do you want me to just read the headline?
No. The thing is, though, this 24-year-old girl, her name was Amanda. She was a mother of three. She was shit-faced.
Wait, 24-year-old.
Mother of three.
Mother of three. Okay, yes, let's set the stage. And she also happens to be white.
She put her head out of the window of a moving minivan to throw up. And she got her head struck. They don't say what she hit her head on, but she died because of it. But the police said that when they came up, she was on the lap of the driver.
Yeah.
But the driver, and there was another passenger too, they both fucking fled the scene and left her there.
Yeah, well, Mishawaka, Indiana. What does that tell you? White trash.
Well, I don't say white trash, but I mean...
Well, it's a minivan. She's on his lap, puking out the side.
While it's moving.
That is not, you know, the from fucking Connecticut.
But the guy, the driver, though, did get charged with a DUI and something else, I think. I don't know. It's at the end of the article.
Causing serious bodily injury and leaving the scene of an accident, yeah. And meanwhile, this dingbat has no fucking head.
No, she didn't get decapitated.
Oh, she didn't?
No. You heard she did? Yeah. I thought she just whacked her head hard enough that it killed her from
it
like
says
a concussion.
Died yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe
I heard wrong. Oh, wait,
let's see. No, I
mean, there's another one.
Another radio outlet that I don't trust.
His car.
The people in San Antonio, I don't trust those fuckers.
Because you know what? On Raz Radio is the power of truth.
The simple power of truth.
Simple power of truth.
It says here she was puking out of the front passenger seat as the vehicle drove down Osceola Street at 4:40 a.m. when her skull was bashed against an unknown object.
Yeah.
unknown. They fucking, they probably peeled her off on a light pole or something like that.
You know what the reality of it is? What? Is that the driver was probably fucking with her and be like, oh, I'm just going to get her close to that and wound up
like scare her. Yeah. And then fuck it. That could be too.
Right. Let me put her head next to this telephone pole to scare her and then, oops.
Better yet, his buddy had his cock buried in her ass while he was doing it.
Yeah, because you know it feels really good if a chick's puking when you're fucking her in the ass because exactly. The muscles spasm and tighten.
He wanted to see what happened when she got scared.
So it'd be a scary puking fucking spasm.
Oh, I hope he got off all right. If you're gonna get one for all that trouble, you might as well get a bust a good nut.
Might as well.
If I went through all that, I would have.
Dude, I think it's so funny. Your phone twangs every show.
Death charge.
I'm actually texting my son, and it's in the other room, and I can't believe we could still hear around here.
You're texting your son now?
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm responding to something that I texted earlier. So
yeah, earlier.
I could multitask. It's my son. Guess who gets precedent over everything else? It's the only one person in this world that, gets precedent over everybody else. So fuck you and your show. I'm talking to my son.
You feel better now?
No.
You got some more you want to let out? Because you're more than welcome to.
Because I was fucking the shit out of you.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right.
My God. This is kind of something I want to talk about real quick. Have you ever been so mad at an ex that you would actually fucking kill them?
Only one, and it was a fleeting thought.
All right. Well, this guy walks into a bar. He pulled out a gun. He shot his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend right in the head.
Yeah.
They were both at her 15-year high school reunion, and there was at least 100 people that witnessed the shooting.
Uh-huh. Do you know that there's another side to that story, right?
No, I did not. Please share.
There was an FBI guy in there who concealed an off-duty FBI guy, and he shot the guy who shot the two.
Really?
Yeah, so a concealed weapons permit holder might have gone even further and shot more people. So two people got popped, he went out and killed the shooter.
I did not know that.
So much for guns in bars shit, right? Because nobody else was able to carry in there, only the bad guy and the guy allowed to. Luckily, that guy was there. But that's a story for the show that I'm on Saturday nights.
And what's the name of that show?
Oh, I think it's called The First 52.
Yeah, I'm making you promote your own shit because you won't, so I'm kind of forcing you.
You know what The First 52 stands for, right?
52 states?
No, the
first 52 states.
52 words of the Constitution.
The first 52 words of the Constitution of the United States. We the people, in order to more whatever.
All right.
Perfect
yeah,
union.
Gotcha.
I could actually fire up the Saturday morning cartoon version of that. We the people. In order to
That's all right. You can save that for your Saturday show. Like you were saying.
You guys can make it part of the 20-minute intro.
I was talking to him earlier, the show before we did this Saturday. I was like, come on, man. You got to cut that down. He's like, all right, I'll cut it down. We're only going to 10 minutes. What? I was like, nobody wants to hear that.
You could do like a 2.5 hour like pre-roll.
I know. It's not my show, so, I could just bitch and moan and point out that everybody else bitches and moans about it, but he just does what he wants to do.
I mean, that 10-minute before this show, I cut off when I put it on iTunes.
Right, exactly. Who the fuck wants to hear that, especially during a download, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's just, not my gig, you know?
In this
particular instance, it's Katie's world.
In that particular instance,
it's Sean's world.
That's right.
It is a good intro, though. I'll say it's good. I like it.
It is.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What? Yeah.
I don't like the intro. Well, I like the first 52 intro song that Frank made us. I don't like the outro song at the very end, even though a lot of people seem to like it.
You don't like anything, though.
No, I had a great time this list. We didn't even take the 11 o'clock hour break. We went straight from 10 to 12.
Hey, everybody.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, fucking, what's his name was on? Brad Friedman.
Oh.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he called in at like 10:45, and that was it. We just had to keep going with him.
Cool.
was a good act. It was actually a good show, because most time when Brad calls in, whoever show, you know, Scott's show, it's always combative, and it was a very nice show.
No.
Because I just kept my mouth shut about guns. It's like, I'm not talking about it.
Would you ever resort to cannibalism?
I don't know. Hopefully I'll never have to worry about that. But in the event that I was on, you know, in an area where I wouldn't kill for it, but if it just so happened to be like somebody I was with, like, what's that movie where there was those guys in the plane?
Alive.
Alive, yeah. I would do that.
What if you had to eat yourself, though? Like, what if it got to that point where you had to eat yourself?
Yeah, but see, that's the laws of diminishing return. How much can I eat before I wind up dying anyway? So I might as well just die.
Hmm. Well, I guess there's a point. Well, unfortunately...
And I've already got a piece of my body cut off. I'm kind of done with it.
Well, you know, but nobody ate your toe. You know what I mean?
Could have, like a little jelly bean.
Oh. Like a gnarled little fried shrimp. It's been left too long.
It's actually more like a lollipop because they took the metatarsal bone out of it. So, it, you know, it's a 3-inch bone stuck on the little grape-sized pinky toe.
Oh, it's like a dum-dum.
I don't know. It's like a cocktail olive, you know?
Yeah. I used to like olives. I don't want to eat one now. Oh, gross.
Yes.
I just like biting down on the nail, sliding the meat off like a piece of artichoke, you know?
I'm artichoke already, but it ain't going to choke stymie. You're a little too young for that.
Well, you're saying stymie. I'm sure you're referring to Little Rascals, right?
I was.
All right. Because my father and sister always used to go stymie Sticklestein. I don't know. I have no idea. I think I saw a couple of those episodes. I have no idea. Well, this guy, this South African township, this man, he showed up at his ex's house. Now, this is back on with the other ex who was shot in the head. Mm-hmm. Well, he found her there with her new boyfriend. He stabbed him and then ate his heart with a fork and a knife. And they said that the guy also had the victim also had bite marks on his face. So at least they can't... I can see that popping up, though, in our news and them saying, oh, it's bath salts. They're back again.
Right, yeah. And that's total bullshit, you know?
It is total bullshit. I don't know how fucking people were so fucked up when I would see videos of people doing new spice, the synthetic marijuana.
Yeah.
When they're going to absolutely ate shit. I did it for quite a long time. And yeah, I got fucked up, but I never thought that the floor was melting or whatever, or I was going to fucking die and I took off down the street. I don't get it.
That's the thing. Nobody ever talks about, you know, the 99% of the people that do these drugs and do them fine.
Yeah.
They only focus on the 1%. And here's the thing. Nationwide, back in, let's say, 1900, there was nothing. Everything was legal. You can go to the corner drugstore and get yourself a bottle of heroin, thanks to Bayer aspirin.
You give your fucking kids morphine.
Right. You can get morphine, heroin, cocaine, cannabis. Everything was legal. And turns out, and opium, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that goes, that's another tangent. But you can get anything you want, and only 1% of the population was addicted to stuff. Fast forward to today, 2014, we have, 2.5 million people in jail. Half of them are in there for nonviolent drug issues, and we still have 1% of the population is addicted to drugs.
Okay, so where are you going with this?
I'm saying how it's fucked up. Where it was legal in 1910, they weren't putting people in jail for it, but because today it's illegal, they're putting people in jail for it. They're criminalizing behavior instead of actually trying to help people out.
Right. But also things were different back then, too.
What was different?
Well, they don't put Coke and Coca-Cola anymore, do they?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It was Coke and Coca-Cola, and everything was cool.
And yet there's still the same percentage of drug addicts.
Yes.
Regardless.
Right.
Gotcha.
Even though it was willy-nilly, it's right. The same percentage. Now.
Right, right. Okay.
Exactly. Not 1% of the population, no matter what the law states, 1% of the population is addicted to drugs, whether it was legal or illegal. So.
Well, I just know that the two people that I offered to try it, because they're like, oh, I was like, you want to try it? You want to smoke it? They're like, okay. One was a little more cautious. It was, I was like, it was my friend's wife, and then the other was my brother's wife.
Mm-hmm.
So, totally separate occasions. They both thought that I was trying to fucking kill them. Like, oh my God, this was after, well, our friend's wife, that was afterwards. I didn't find out till later. And then he told me, he's like, dude, she thought you were trying to fucking kill her. She fucking so hated you right then.
Wow.
She thought she was going to die. Like, she was flipping out. But my sister-in-law, She fucking flipped out. She's like, you're trying to fucking kill me. Oh my God. I'm like, I'm smoking it right here with you. She's like, oh my God, what are you doing to me?
And what were you smoking?
Just synthetic marijuana.
Synthetic marijuana.
Spice.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, spice. Now, because marijuana is illegal, that's what you went for because it's quote, at the time it was quote unquote legal. And
there, I could buy it.
And so. There was negative reaction to it. Could you imagine if they just smoked a joint, they probably would never have said, you're trying to kill me. You're like, where the fuck are the brownies?
No, because the two of them do smoke pot.
Right. So,
so it was no whatever. But I would say after I stopped, because you know what though? You really don't know what the fuck they're spraying on it. You don't. And they sell right. it as incense. We would go so often that they knew us. They would put some aside for us. We would look at the bottoms of it. If you saw like thick white crust and chunk, we're like, yeah, that's the good shit. And that's not good. That's not good at all. Because the more fucking white powdery shit, the more fucked up you got. So we would look for that. And then when if something finally started to, you used to build up a tolerance and you go to the newest one. You know, you try things out. Oh, my God. I mean, I've been fucked up. I didn't realize how fucked up I was until whatever. But and it took me damn near a year before weed worked again after I stopped.
Really?
Yep. Mm. Went through almost a half by myself, like within a day and a half. Nothing.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's those synthetic things that you got to stay away from. Exactly. All natural.
Yeah.
God's lettuce.
God's lettuce.
Yes.
And the mushroom is served for the pizza pie.
That's right.
That's right. I like those little toadstools. They're fun. They're fun.
All right, so what are we doing next?
All right, I think we're going to do... Oh, there's one. I think this is kind of funny. I did it for you.
Okay.
I did it for you.
You do know yes. the origin. Okay.
Yes, I do. That's why I just think it's so funny.
Okay.
So yeah, so there's an article which you guys, I don't know, if you've never heard of The Onion, I suggest you look it up.
Oh, what's that?
I don't. All right, anywho. But this happened in Washington 10 months after altering her interests, appearance, behavior, and opinions to please her boyfriend. This girl, she's local woman is now enjoying a happy, lasting relationship with her long-term partner. The cheerful 27-year-old reporter says on Friday that when I first started dating Michael, things were a little tense and uncomfortable because there were aspects of the personality that he didn't like. But once she suppressed her thoughts and feelings and completely changed who she was.
Take a 2-second break. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, there it goes. Sorry about that, guys.
All right, everything's back. Thanks to Johnny on the spot, our tech.
Yeah, I got to get a better cable.
Our tech. Well, we can always tape it or something. Anywho, well, all right. Fuck it. Read the article. I don't care anymore.
So the thing is, you can get the comedy out of it because we're all fucking freaking out in the beginning. So the comedy of it is, women who change self to please boyfriend, enjoying happy long-term relationship, which we all know is fucking bullshit.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just this 27-year-old girl was saying that once she changed her attitude, the way she dressed, her opinions, the way she talked to make her boyfriend happy, that she said, yeah, like this is how the rest of my life is going to be. I did all this to make you happy, and girls need to change for that. The Onion's a fake news site, and I just think it's funny when people post stuff from The Onion as real news and right. they get all fucking bent out of shape when no.
It is the best when somebody posts it and then people reply, holy shit, I can't believe, you know, you got like 10 posts and like, guys, you don't know what about The Onion yet? And then there are other ones that are like, because The Onion is the most famous parody site, but there's other little ones that people don't know about. And it's funny when people fucking post it for verbatim and they don't do any due diligence. None.
Well, I can say that I didn't, there was a while that I didn't know about The Onion.
What?
And I didn't, even though there was a fucking TV show on it. It was like HBO or something called The Onion News.
I like the next Onion one you have here.
Oh, we're going to go down that road? Okay.
You just have to read the headline.
Yeah, it was the last living California raisin dies of prostate cancer.
Boom, 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 boom. His name was Bebop, the percussionist and last surviving member of the 1980s R&B supergroup, the California Raisins, died Thursday following a lengthy battle with prostate cancer, multiple sources confirmed. It's with heavy heart we announce that beloved recordist artist Bebop passed away yesterday, surrounded by friends and family, culminating a long career that spanned music, television, and film. I love The Onion.
My God. They freaked me out in the beginning when they first came out. I was slightly afraid of them.
Our thoughts are with his widow and children at the difficult time the California Raisins bassist Stretch died of liver cancer in 2004, and while fellow bandmates Red and AC famously perished in a Los Angeles nightclub fire in 1998. That's fucking funny.
See, I thought you'd probably get a kick out. The next one, I thought you'd probably get a kick out too. It's a modernized space camp allows kids to simulate frustration over lack of funding.
Then he should go work for the other guys. SpaceX.
No, they could go teach dolphins how to talk in English and get spies and they could jerk them off.
See? It was actually... after you did that show, that thing last week...
It was everywhere.
It was everywhere, right. And wasn't there like even a follow-up a couple days later, I think?
No, that I know of. But there was a dude that was interviewed, that Bubba interviewed before. I mean, months before, whatever. Yes. Oh, years before, about a guy who was wrote a book about fucking a female dolphin.
I do remember that, actually.
And then he talked about fucking his dog. He was a zoophile. Zoophiles are people that are in animals and into bestiality and stuff.
Oh. Not just ugly bitches.
Yeah, not just ugly bitches. That's like when you go to buy condoms, say, hey, sir, would you like a bag with that? He's like, no, she's not that ugly.
Ba-dum-boom.
And that's such an old one.
I got to get a fucking... I gotta get a rim shot thing here. What do I got here?
Rim job? Huh? We talking about rim jobs again?
I talked about that last week.
That's what I said. We're talking about rim jobs again?
What do I got?
This is not ball gags. Because you're always talking about ball gags. What's your thing?
See, people don't understand why I laugh so much at that because of the situation that happened here, Christmas time, right?
Yes.
Christmas, New Year's, whatever?
Christmas time.
Yeah.
This is when I was going through my guado phase.
I had the effects board, but that one seemed apropos for what she said at the time.
Now we're just going to... It's going to turn to Katie's World in the morning.
And we're back. Yeah.
Yeah, good God.
It's 5 o'clock in the morning, isn't it?
I would so fucking kill you.
I can't even do that.
You.
I can't even do that for anyone.
I would so kill you.
I actually like that.
I just was hitting random fucking things. I didn't even know what I was doing.
I think it's interesting that you have a sound effect of a nice big cock. A very loud big cock.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got it. All right. David? Why do you have farm animal sounds?
Oh, you know why.
Yeah, I know.
We all know why.
It's a thing.
Oh my
God. Don't you judge me.
Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. I just had the perfect... do you own a pair of overalls?
I do not.
You want to borrow a pair?
I do not.
Because I can completely see you throwing that on, having company over, and them getting off to the noises of the different animals.
No.
You could
no, I wouldn't even do it if it was on video.
You
no.
Could bang her over a bale of hay. I bet you would wear the pig butt plug, too.
I don't even want to talk about
it. And the piggy nose. And then you got to make her crawl around on her knees and eat up stuff off the floor. Her and her other...
We're talking about things that nobody should know about, okay? It was the strictest confidence.
This was all... It's a whole hypothetical. God, that's why I asked, do you have this? Love you guys. Have a great and wonderful weekend. Fuck, have a great rest of the weekend. Oh, I got like a minute left. I'm just telling my goodbyes. Join me on Radio IO. It's not dead.com.
Not for you.
From noon to two.
For me it is.
Every Friday afternoon for Sex Talk with a Dirty Girl. You can, also... Friday night from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, One Night Stand with your host, Miss Amber, and me. We usually get naked, talk about a lot of shit, being goofy. All right, guys. Well, I love you so very much. Thank you for subscribing to iTunes, and I will check you out later.
Ghosts and shit.
New news coming up. Bye.
I like tacos and burritos.